It's Saturday, August 9th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. A man opened fire outside the headquarters of the CDC in Atlanta on Friday, leaving bullet marks and windows across the sprawling campus and killing a police officer before he was found dead in a nearby building, authorities said. The attack, which unfolded near neighboring Emory University, prompted a massive law enforcement response to one of the nation's most prominent public health institutions, but no one else was reported to be injured. At least 4 CDC buildings were hit, Director Susan Monarez said in a post on X. The gunman was found on the second floor of a building across the street from the CDC campus and died at the scene, Atlanta Police Chief Darren Schierbaum said. He added that, quote, "We do not know at this time whether that was from officers or if it was self-inflicted," end quote. In other news, a military veteran accused of killing 4 people in a bar shooting in Montana last week has been arrested, according to officials. Michael Paul Brown, a U.S. Army veteran, is accused of opening fire inside the Owl Bar in the city of Anaconda on August 1st. Local, state, and federal authorities launched a manhunt, finding the suspect fled to the nearby foothills and shed his clothing after the attack at the pub, where he was reportedly a regular. No motive for the attacks has been released. Montana Attorney General Austin Knudsen said the suspect had been located in the Anaconda area, a town with a population of almost 10,000 in southwestern Montana that is surrounded by dense mountainous terrain. Montana's governor, Greg Gianforte, posted on X about the arrest and lauded the incredible response from law enforcement officers across Montana. In world news, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky dismissed the planned summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin, warning that any peace deal excluding Kyiv would lead to dead solutions. The Trump-Putin meeting, scheduled for Friday in Alaska, is seen as a potential breakthrough. Mr. Trump had previously agreed to meet with Putin even if the Russian leader would not meet with Zelensky, stoking fears Ukraine could be sidelined in efforts to stop the continent's biggest conflict since World War II. In a statement posted to Telegram, Zelensky said Ukraine's territorial integrity, enshrined in the Constitution, must be non-negotiable and emphasized that long-lasting peace must include Ukraine's voice at the table. Back in the U.S., James Lovell, the commander of Apollo 13 who helped turn a failed moon mission into a triumph, has died. He was 97 years old. Jim's character and steadfast courage helped our nation reach the moon and turned a potential tragedy into a success from which we learned an enormous amount, NASA said. We mourn his passing even as we celebrate his achievements. One of NASA's most traveled astronauts in the agency's first decade, Lovell flew 4 times, Gemini 7, Gemini 12, Apollo 8, and Apollo 13, with the 2 Apollo flights riveting the folks back on Earth. In 1968, the Apollo 8 crew of Lovell, Frank Borman, and William Anders was the first to leave Earth's orbit and the first to fly to and circle the moon. In 1995, then-President Bill Clinton awarded Lovell the Congressional Space Medal of Honor. Speaking of the Apollo 13 mission, Mr. Clinton said, quote, "While you may have lost the moon, you gained something that is far more important, perhaps, the abiding respect and gratitude of the American people," end quote. And President Trump has removed former U.S. Representative Billy Long as IRS commissioner less than 2 months after his confirmation, a White House official said Friday. It was not immediately clear why Mr. Long was dismissed. His quick exit makes him the shortest tenured IRS commissioner confirmed by the Senate since the position was created in 1862. Long said in a social media post that Mr. Trump had nominated him for an ambassadorship to Iceland. According to a White House official who was not authorized to speak publicly and spoke on condition of anonymity, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent will serve as acting IRS commissioner. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.